Well, of course, all the focus on the government at the moment and the tax situation at the moment is with help for businesses, help for the self-employed. But life goes on. Life goes on. And one of the things that has changed recently is capital gains tax. And I'm joined on the line by Nicola Valentine of CKLG Accountants. Nicola, hi.
Hi there.
So this all changed back a while. This is a former budget announcement, was it? And what was announced?
Yes, there was a change introduced in April that started from April of this year on capital gains tax for properties. So if you're selling your home, at the moment you don't pay capital gains tax on that if you've lived there the entire period that you've owned it. However, if you sell a property that you haven't always lived in, then you do have to pay capital gains tax on it. And there's just a new reporting requirement, which not a lot of people are yet aware of, whereas usually you'd report it on your tax return. You now have to make a report within 30 days and pay the tax due. And that's 30 days from completion. So it's been quite a big change. And just wanted to highlight it, really, because it's now in full swing. And we've had 6 months of this new rule. So few little pointers to take from that.
But as you were saying before we started this this interview, you know, not many house sales going through, so people are only just realizing this now, is that right?
Yeah, so initially, so it applies to any property completions that happened after the 6th of April, provided you exchanged also after the 6th of April. However, obviously the property market wasn't moving for a fair few months of that time. And there was a bit of a soft landing period where they sort of said, oh, this is a new rule. We won't make any penalties for people who do it for up until the 30th of July. Well, that soft landing penalty period came and went during the time of lockdown while the property market wasn't doing anything. So no one's actually felt the benefit of those softened penalties. The regime is now in full force. So if you do sell a property that hasn't always been your main residence, you will need to report and pay the tax within 30 days of completion.
So just working that out in my simple brain, you said that, you know, in the past you had to exchange and complete after the 6th of April. But let's assume you timed it about right and you did do that in early April. April 2020, you'd report that on your tax return that you do at the end of this year?
So if you had sold a property in April or May 2019, that would have been in the 1920 tax year, and we would currently be preparing that tax return. It wouldn't be due for submission until the 31st of January 2021. So you'd have had about 18 months before the tax became due and payable on that one. Whereas now, if you sell a property in April or May 2020, you are going to have to pay that tax within 30 days. So that's quite a
significant that is a heck of a difference, isn't it?
Of the timing.
My goodness me. All right. So that's something seriously to bear in mind, isn't it? Because realistically, that what you're saying is that capital gains tax has to be paid out of the transaction money now, doesn't it?
Yes, so there's no chance you can now go and spend that money.
No.
you can, but yes. You shouldn't. You need to do this straight away. It does then prevent you going and doing other things with it. I think some people used to probably sit on a high interest account when such a thing existed. It means you can't do anything with the funds in the meantime. You pretty much do have to just take that tax straight out of it.
And I suppose from HMRC's point of view, they stand a better chance of getting that money in, because I would have guessed that quite a few people would go, Oh, well, we had this happen and that happen, and I needed a new car and I haven't got the money now.
It's definitely a way for HMRC to advance the timing that it takes for them to get a hold of that money. So from that point of view, it is a smart thing for HMRC to do. However, for the individuals involved in having to actually calculate the tax and do the transaction, make the report, within 30 days of having a house sale is perhaps not the best time
to be doing that. Yeah, because
quick turnaround.
Yeah, you don't often get the finalising paperwork for quite some time afterwards, do you? So everyone's really got to kind of up their game a bit, have they? Solicitors, accountants, everybody like that have got to get their ducks in, you know, do it all a bit quicker.
Yes. So, it's a bit of a time pressure thing. We have seen people who have, at the end of the day, these property transactions, it's not when you sell your home. If you've got a house that's always been your main residence and always been your home, there wouldn't be any capital gains tax to pay on that if you're completely covered by private residence relief. Mm-hmm. So provided you've always lived there, you don't have to do this. This is only strictly applying to properties where you have either a second home, a buy-to-let that you rent out, properties in the UK. So we're not talking about your holiday homes abroad here. We're talking about your holiday homes in the UK. And we're only talking about residential property.
Right.
So in terms of those sort of calculations, they're not necessarily going to be straightforward calculations. They're not people who are just going to have sales proceeds minus their costs. They're people who are going to have to actually look at what kind of capital gains tax they need to pay, how much are they going to need to pay, what is the calculation, is there any reliefs they can have. So it's not just a case of going, ah, the sale transaction was X amount, the tax is Y amount. It's actually, they're going to sit and need to calculate and work through the history, what's the property been used for. So it's not just a flat rate applied to the actual disposal proceeds when you're looking at capital gains tax.
Okay, now you mentioned there's some possible tax reliefs that are available.
Yes, so you might have someone who has had a property that's had massive renovations, for example, and right. They've put in extensions that are still there. We might need to look at claiming relief for expenses that they've incurred. Other expenses that they've had in the sale and disposal might need to be claimed. In terms of reliefs, they might have had a period of occupation, so they might qualify for some private residence relief. Now, worth just dropping in here that the period of private residence relief that would apply if you had lived in it at some point used to be the last 18 months were automatically exempt from CGT under private residence relief. That has now dropped to 9 months. So again, another big hit for people who sold a property either side of April 2020. If you sold it before, you could benefit from private residence relief for 18 months and the period that you occupied it. Whereas now that final period has dropped down to 9 months, which can be quite a significant difference for people.
Well, I suppose when we see what steps the government has had to take in order to get us through this pandemic with the furloughing and the self-employed income support scheme and stuff like that, that money is going to have to come back in somewhere. And there's a lot going on in the press at the moment about how we're going to get this back. They're talking about charging per mile on the roads and because that's going to bring in 40 billion and all that. There are some rumours about capital gains tax, aren't there?
There's a lot of rumours flying around at the moment about capital gains tax. It's partially due to the fact that the Office of Tax Simplification recently made a proposal. They have been reviewing, and it has been quite widely publicised that they are actually going to be taking a look at capital gains tax and whether that can be reformed and reviewed. Whenever an announcement like that is made, the media jumps on it with a bandwagon of speculations. Oh, the current one is, oh, it's going to be in line with income tax rates. So currently capital gains tax rates are lower than income tax rates. The basic rate for capital gains tax is 10% and the higher rate is 20%. Whereas for income, they're 20 and 40 and 45% are the main rates for income tax. So, you know, there has been quite some wide speculation that has been quite a big suggestion by the Office of Tax Simplification. That's not the first time they've suggested it, and it's also wouldn't be the first time they had been in line with income tax rates. Back in 2008, a single rate of 40% was applied to capital gains tax, so it wouldn't be the first time that had happened. However, we're hearing a lot of people going, oh, they've said they're going to double this and double that. And I'm like, well, nothing's been announced yet. We haven't got a budget date. Until that budget date comes out, we've probably March again, you know, if I had to make a guess, then, you know, that might be when the budget might be. Nothing will be changing until that point. Well, they can't really retrospectively change anything. So, you know, until we've got a budget announcement, we don't have anything firm, and everything you read in the press on that at the moment is speculation. So don't plan your movements around that as yet.
Right.
But probably just worth bearing in mind that, yes, they have talked about it. This time last year, they were talking about whether they might change the entrepreneurs' relief, and a lot of people were trying to plan their affairs around a potential change to that. And that did change, and that did change overnight at the last budget, and the rates, the amount that you can claim on that dropped overnight. So it's likely if they did bring something in, they could change it overnight. But at the moment, anything you read on that is still speculation.
Is it still worth having a word with your accountant, though, just to make sure you know exactly where you stand and what the possible implications are? If you know, worst case, best case scenario type planning.
Yeah, absolutely. Do have a word with your accountants if you are planning to make any large transactions, particularly if you are thinking, oh, if the CGT rates are going to change, then I want to push our property sale through earlier, especially as there is quite a lot of movement on the stamp, the market at the moment because of the stamp duty holidays and things.
Yes, of course.
So people might start making some fairly big decisions and changes. Just to bear in mind, tax isn't the only reason to make a sale. And also, it might not be the right thing for you to do at the moment if your shares aren't necessarily at a really high hike because of the companies have been hit by coronavirus. So there's a lot of things you want to think about rather than just be driven by a potential tax change when making decisions on that. So you do need to take professional advice from independent people on that.
Fantastic. Nicola, always good to catch up. Always good to get some common sense into this situation when it happens. Thanks very much indeed for coming on and explaining it to us. And love to everybody at CKLG.
Thanks very much. Lovely to speak to you.